You're calling for the immediate return to the JCPOA. And I want to know why you think that is a necessity.
It's important to begin a dialogue, to restore a dialogue with Iran, to address the security issues in the Middle East that involve Iran. And the best way to do this is to restore America's commitment to a deal that Iran was honoring up until President Trump pulled the United States out of it unilaterally. This was one of Trump's most egregious foreign policy mistakes, and it's only brought about a worsening situation in every respect. To get back to square one, President-elect Joe Biden needs to restore the JCPOA and then to talk with Iran about the myriad other issues of concern to the United States.
So we're speaking at a time that, when speaking of adhering to the commitments, Iran has violated certain aspects of the deal. Just today, a few hours ago, the E3 released a statement about the 20% enrichment, which was restarted in Iran, calling it a very a significant step out of the deal and calling it a risky step when it comes to diplomacy with the US. When Iran is taking these steps, do you still think that there is sort of the same spirit as 2013, for example, to go back to the deal immediately with Iran?
Well, it certainly doesn't make it any easier to go back to the deal because it will invite accusations of the United States, of President-elect Biden, giving in to Iranian pressure, and no U.S. president wants to look weak in that way. So, yes, Iran's strategy here could backfire. It could make it more difficult for a Biden administration to rejoin the JCPOA without conditions. But on the other hand, these kind of steps by Iran and raising the 20% enrichment level is not the only one. The seizure of the South Korean tanker is another violation of international law that Iran has carried out in order to increase its leverage. These kind of escalatory steps are not going to stop. And the best way to stop the escalation is to go back to where we were in 2016.
Yeah, I want to because there is this issue being raised also in your letter about the group, those who would argue about the leverage, which we have heard so many times during the past weeks after the results of the elections in the US. I want to see what would be your answer, specifically your answer to those who would argue that US would lose this leverage? Anyway, there is the certain amount of pressure on Iran right now, all of those sanctions which have returned and added on. Why would you say that, why not using that leverage?
Well, first of all, I think there's a big question about whether Trump's sanctions have really given the United States so much leverage. I mean, if the leverage was so powerful, why wasn't the Trump team able to persuade Iran to change its policies in any respect? None of the 12 demands that Secretary of State Pompeo put on Iran have been met. So, pressure creates leverage. The leverage hasn't worked out. Maybe there might be some leverage there. I think the leverage, though, is more in the potential to resume sanctions. Sanctions are actually more powerful before they are imposed. It's the threat of sanctions that has the strongest leverage. One other point I want to make here, though, is that all these people that are calling for Biden to use Trump's leverage, they all have different ideas about what that leverage should be used for. Some want Iran to extend the time limits of the enrichment restrictions. Some want Iran to release American hostages. Others want Iran to stop its missile program, to stop its engagement in the activities of other countries. These are all reasonable demands, but the fact that there are so many demands gets us back to Pompeo's 12 demands. And when you have 12 demands, you don't have any priorities. And it leads me to suspect that some of these people who are demanding that Biden use leverage really don't want a deal with Iran. They want the situation to fester and for Iran to remain an outlaw and an enemy of the United States.
But these issues that you raised now, these are also being raised by the Biden team as well. We've just heard, for example, Jake Sullivan speaking about them, and it has been also raised the issue of missiles, the issue of the U.S. prisoners inside Iran and Iran's actions in the region. These are the things that the Biden administration also, I suppose, wishes to discuss with Iran, right?
Oh, the Biden administration has many issues to discuss with Iran. Iran's actions in so many areas are of concern to the United States, and they need to be discussed. But they are best discussed in separate talks, not made as conditions of restoring the JCPOA. When you pile conditions on, you're more likely not to get anything. Get the most important thing, which is halting Iran's march toward nuclear weapons capabilities. That's the issue that is of direct national security concern to the United States. And then separately, and building upon that, address the other issues. That was the Obama administration's policy, and that is implicitly the policy of President-elect Biden, as spelled out in his September CNN.com commentary. Now, Jake Sullivan raised the missile issue again. He didn't say it needed to be discussed as part of JCPOA restoration. He said, in addition to.
Sure.
And I think that's the way that they will proceed.
And if you were to advise the incoming administration on the issue of the non-proliferation, if the Biden administration goes back to JCPOA, how it has to be addressing the certain points inside this deal, which many of non-proliferation experts would say that they were not enough, they were problematic, they had to be fixed.
Look, no deal is perfect. And of course, everyone would have liked to see longer limits on Iran's program, fewer centrifuges, more restrictions on research and development and so forth. But saying that those are things that need to be fixed is the wrong way of looking at it. This was a negotiated deal. Each side got the best deal that they could work out. And then one side pulled out of it. So restore that deal and then work on these other issues. One last thing. My advice on the timing is very important here. Iran insists that the United States has to first restore the sanctions relief. Many in the United States say that Iran has to move first in coming back into compliance with the JCPOA. When both sides are demanding that the other side move first, and I must stress, Biden has not said that explicitly, then it's very hard to get anywhere. The obvious diplomatic solution is simultaneity. Both sides move at the same pace and set a deadline, and 3 months from now, both are back into compliance. That's what diplomats, they know how to work on simultaneity, and I think that's how it will work out.